Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Did we get Rob? Did he join us? Okay.
Oh,
well,
no.
We're going to. But I didn't get the high sign. So anyway, joining us again as we open up the week, we're joined by writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Nothing like being on top of it.
Well, Bill, I've had terrible internet issues. Thank you for letting me on again. You know, I was just looking at something we pass over every day. I want your feedback on it, okay?
Certainly.
Okay. We've been told forever that in order to save America, we need instant background check systems because that will keep you from being mugged on the street corner. Well, wait a minute. There were 40 million... instant background checks performed by the FBI last year. And out of those, about 300,000 people, call it a third of a million, were said, we're not sure about you. Hold up there. And then out of that third of a million, there were 2,000 prosecutions. Yet out of those 2,000 prosecutions, there were only 44 convictions. So every time an honest person wanted to get a firearm, they were delayed by the oh-so-necessary FBI background check. But then you start to look at 0.75% and the 0.75% and the 2% that were convicted. That's one out of a million, Bill.
Well, I mean, you're not supposed to be digging that deep and noticing that. Don't be looking at that.
We would literally find more criminals if you and I just started dialing random numbers on the phone and did a background check on whoever answered. That's ridiculous.
Probably, yes. Probably.
Well, no, I know how to dial a random number. Anyway, and the crazy thing is we sacrificed our freedom for decades for these background checks. And they not only, when I describe them that way, you go, no wonder they don't stop criminals. But when we actually look at the criminological data in places like California, they've had background checks for, 23 years? We don't see their crime rates drop. What did Martin Luther King say? Let my gun owners go.
Well, you know, background checks are a Polaroid snapshot.
Right.
That's it. That's all they're at. And they're a Polaroid snapshot of that moment in time.
And
from that,
backwards.
And it's just looking backwards. It's not looking forwards. historically, now I don't know if they're going to change things since it's the Biden asterisk administration. I doubt it. But whenever they do catch straw purchasers, they don't do anything to them.
Now let's explain what that is. If I'm a criminal, I do not go to the gun store. I do not go to the gun show. I say, hey, brother-in-law, hey, young lady I'm dating, why don't you go get a gun? I know somebody that can use it. You'll make some cash. You need money. That's what you mean by a straw purchase. They buy a gun intended for somebody else.
Yes, sir.
And the brother-in-law doesn't go to jail. The girlfriend doesn't go to jail time. Because that's the, when politicians talk about, oh, we want to, you know, reduce incarceration in the pipeline to prison. Well, it's the people buying these guns or loaning these guns to criminals who are not doing time. And yet you and I are told we're too dangerous. That I shouldn't loan a firearm to my nephew or to my cousin because we need to stop crime. That's just flat out ridiculous.
Well, that's true. That's absolutely. But I mean, listen, that's
yeah, there
the
I am trying to make sense again.
Well, I mean, here's the problem with this. There is no gun control that is ever going to be the end of gun control.
Right.
Gun control is like the gateway drug. Here, try the marijuana. What, you can't get as high on marijuana? Well, try this heroin. And right now, background checks, they've gotten background checks. Now, the problem is that they waited too long to try to get universal background checks, which they got very gun shy, if you'll excuse the phrase, after the 90s when they got completely deposed after they put out the Brady Law and the assault weapon ban and all that other stuff. That became less of a campaign thing because we lost the office. They lost the power. Now.
Go on. I thought you were going to say that.
Now they're completely unmasked. If they could have gone for any of this other stuff before then, they would have done it. Now, this time around, given that, first of all, the discourse has gone completely down the drain. There is no public discourse. We either hate each other or we love each other. There's no in-between. No in-between at all. And they've got places like Fox News saying terms like gun violence, assault weapon.
Yeah.
You know, and that's become a normal part of the language.
You're absolutely right. We lost the discussion on the terms we use, but I thought you were going to say that they waited too long because we put it in place, and we see that they broke their promise. You know, we've had. Well, gun control in many states for decades, and these are not peaceful places.
No, but the other part, though, is that that is true, but they got turned out before they could do that. They would have loved to have gone to universal background checks, which is a gun registry, you know, that's all right. The stuff that they want. They would have loved to have done that, which they don't have it now. They make out like there are no background checks at all, if you'll notice. Well, with all these guns being bought without a background check, but, I mean, we can look at Colorado and get an idea of that. I mean, Colorado is sort of a Europol state, and I think their actual guns that they've noticed it actually where they come in and they, you know, they have universal background checks now. So, you know, what 4% of all guns sold have to be brought in between person to person?
I'm confused, and again, when we come back, we got a minute. Now we got 30 seconds. Are these gun laws to disarm us or to blame us? Because we've got politicians who did horrific things in 2020. When you tell 100 million people to stay home, don't worry, everything will be all right, wear a mask. Crime went crazy because people couldn't live that way. They have to earn a living. Well, were gun owners to? Did they need gun owners to blame?
Well, I think they do, but I also think that I think background check laws and all of these laws and everything are also out there to be sort of confusing.
Okay.
And I'll explain that. How do they find you and your work?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, it's picked up at Clash Daily, The Daily Surge, Second Call Defense, and Ammo Landfill.
There you have it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts.
parts, and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morrison, I don't think I stumped you. I just don't think you think of I got hit in the head a lot when I was a kickboxer, so I think in very nonlinear terms, if you know what I mean.
Well, politicians, I think we're being manipulated, Bill.
Well, let me explain to you why I say that gun controllers confuse us.
Yeah.
So gun control is supposed to save us, right? It's supposed to save us from everything bad. Right? Who is the biggest killer of their own citizens in the 20th century?
Governments.
Yeah. So what they're doing is they're getting out there and they're trying to say, well, listen, by the fact that we can have guns and we have the Second Amendment, we have to control who has these guns. We have to control what guns they can have. And that's how we save each other. Of course, we're never going to, you know, it's not going to be us. We're the good guys. I mean, you know, just because the forefathers foresaw all this stuff we're trying to do, those guys were old guys. They didn't even have iPhones back in the day. Listen, just listen to us. We got to have these background checks because, yeah.
And did you notice how many people were pro-Cuban government when Cuban protesters took to the streets, used their iPhones to say, this is how we feel, this is how we're being treated? I was embarrassed for some of the major news networks. I was embarrassed for Black Lives Matter, who said, oh, they don't know how good they have it under when there's no medicine, there's no school, their buildings are falling apart around them.
Don't forget. Now, Michael Moore went down there and he talked about how good the healthcare system is. And I mean, you know, the problem today is that we got too many people. They're not only disengaged, they're not even interested in what goes on and why it goes on, because they just presume it just happens. Freedom just happens. They just presume that. And the unfortunate truth is it doesn't.
Thank you. I want to lead you to somebody who made a difference. Can I?
Sure.
Can we go there? Okay.
Absolutely.
You and I, you let me lead off here. First hour in the week, over the weekend, again, 11 people murdered in Chicago, an additional 56 people shot. And thank goodness that's half of the violence that we saw over the 4th of July weekend, where there were 19 people who were murdered and over 104 people wounded by gunfire. So this is a peaceful weekend. Well, all right. Let's talk about the guy who stopped mass murder in Chicago. You're walking down the street. It's after 10 p.m. You see a guy in front of you. He stops. People stop all the time. Maybe he's checking his phone. No, this guy's not pulling a phone out of his pocket. It's a firearm. He turns and shoots three people who are just standing in the alley. It didn't look like they have guns. It didn't look like they were going to attack him. You hear the victim scream, and the murderer keeps shooting. You have your Illinois owner's firearms identification card. You own a gun. You also have your Illinois concealed carry license and you're armed tonight. You draw your firearm and shoot your attacker twice. You hit him in the elbow and the hip. He drops his gun and then falls to the ground. You look around. You call 911. You ask for help. The horrible news, emergency medical services said that one of the victims was shot in the head by the murderer, and she died immediately. The other two victims and the murderer, though, were taken to the hospital. They're expected to survive. Fortunately, there was another witness. He saw what happened. He wasn't armed, but he said that what you saw is exactly what happened. You're neither charged, and fortunately for you, you're not named in the newspapers, even though you stop mass murder. Bill, we don't hear about that.
No, of course not. That goes against the narrative. Listen, they're trying. In the military, we would call it an information operation, but it actually is a misinformation operation. And it's the misinformation part of it is the positive part, where background checks will stop crime. And then they come out there, and everything they say, because of the fact that so many people are disengaged, when they get out there and say, well, all these guns are coming from Indiana. That's how come Chicago has so much gun crime. And yet, Indiana doesn't have as much gun crime as Chicago does by itself. Right? Indiana is not a... Exactly. In Indiana, they walk around with guns hanging around their neck. I mean, when we were in Indianapolis, I was outside the building, I'm looking around, I'm doing the very level best I can to keep my gun concealed, and some of these guys are just, they're wearing them on a chest rig. I'm like, right. Okay. Obviously, open carry is good in Indiana. And nothing happened. No gunshots. No nothing. I know Indianapolis has had a little Antifa stuff going on, and maybe they're a little blue now, but in 2019, when we were in town, they were very safe. But that's beside the point.
I think that's critical to the point, because compared to Chicago, it takes you 7 months to get your firearms owner ID card so you could even touch a gun. And then another 5 months after you've gone through your concealed carry class, those 5 months are when the state police just look at the paperwork.
Yeah. Well, they don't look at it. They just stick it over there and say, all right, just leave that over there for 7 months. Be checking it, rotating it, and don't look at it because they're not getting nothing. all they're getting is they're getting a lighter wallet, because we're going to take their money anyway.
Right.
But I firmly believe it's all a confusion effort, because, I hate to say this, but to borrow a phrase from Al Gore, science is in. Gun control don't work. It stops nothing. It prevents nothing. But they're still going to keep on beating that dead horse.
It is a propaganda campaign.
No doubt about it. Tell everybody how to find you.
My blog is at slowfacts.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at the Daily Surge, and now, recently, at Second Call Defense. I get to write the Armed Citizen column on Animal Land, and once a week, I get to talk to Bill and the Ninjas. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is delivering remarks to note the 31st anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. The president saying that he's calling on Congress to make new laws that ensure that people with disabilities get paid more than minimum wage.
I've also called on Congress to eliminate the discriminatory sub-minimum wage provisions that too often keep people with disabilities from getting good jobs.
In St. Louis, Missouri, a mask mandate is going into effect today, in which everyone 5 and older must wear a mask in indoor public places as well as public transportation, regardless of vaccination status. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt tells Fox News the mask mandate is a violation of people's freedom.
It's a complete failure. It's about control, and people have had enough, and I'm going to stick up for the people in my state who've had enough, and that's why we're going to file lawsuits.
USA Radio News. A civil rights pioneer who faced violence when registering black people to vote in the 1960s has passed away.
Bob Moses, a civil rights activist, died Sunday.
We, the people who have the responsibility to keep the Constitution as a live document.
Moses was 86. He played pivotal roles in voter registration drives and sit-ins during the 1960s. An educator, he taught school for several years in Tanzania, Africa. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The numbers are piling up as Chicago is coming off another violent weekend. Police say at least 73 people were shot and 11 victims died in the city between Friday night and early this morning. In one shooting, a 15-year-old girl and 17-year-old were wounded by gunfire in the backyard of a home. The older teen was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. The other victim is in serious condition. This is USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking to Rob Morse when we've been discussing the information misinformation operation.
Well, I want to spread a little bit of information to gun owners. What were the numbers when 2020 finally settled out? I remember they reporting 5 million new gun owners, but did that go up to 8 by the end of the year, or was it higher?
I've seen a number of 9.5. I don't know if that includes 2021 numbers or not. It's a pretty impressive number. If we have to get into details, I mean, let's just go. We'll just err on the side. That way, we can. Let's just err on the side of caution, and we'll say 8 million for the year 2020.
Okay, because I do know that my friends who are still conducting a lot of firearms instruction are very busy, but I'm afraid that, you know, I read a story where an ordinary guy like you and me just happens to be in a place where he sees mass murder being committed right in front of him, and he stops him. the gun that you bought last year and put up on the shelf, maybe you took it to the range and fired a few times. You can't help if the gun is up on the shelf and, okay, you learned how to carry it. You'll need to practice presentation. You need to practice it. I'll tell you what, practice it in the dim, because a lot of these attacks happen at night. This guy, we make him sound ordinary, but he did his homework, Bill. I admit, he wasn't, you know, Bob Latham. He didn't end up tattooed with a signature bunch of dots on him, but he did a really good job in what's really a pretty tough situation. I think that's accessible to more of us than we let on. You could do that well or better. I could do that well or better. I'm not a gunfighter. I'm not even anymore a decent competitor. I'm just a guy who, you know, plowed through the paperwork and got my permit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but, you know, most of I don't know what it is about the instinctiveness of it. Now, if somebody like me or you gets involved in this, or somebody that let's just say somebody trains annually.
Right.
Just trains annually. But, I mean, that's still, it's not as good as it could be. But that's better than most. Because I don't know what the percentage of gun owners are actually is that actually go and take classes. It's not very big.
Isn't that a heartbreak? For most gun owners, the last class they took was either firearm safety or their concealed carry class. They don't go beyond that. And that is, oh, that's just your driver's permit. You know, there's so much more we want you to learn.
Yeah. So, I mean, as far as that goes, what it seems like we find intuitively a very they make a very fair accounting of themselves in armed self-defense. They know when to shoot and they know when not to shoot, which is just as important as when to shoot.
Now, that's, boy, you touched on something so important. You and I think we would have time to see something horrific, get angry, shoot, and wow, I'm really upset. And you've drawn your gun, Bill. I've been through force-on-force scenarios, so I knew I was going to be challenged. Actually, it's when it's over that the adrenaline hit and you start to shake and can barely holster your firearm. So, yeah, if you're going to practice something, practice holstering it while you're really excited, because that's when the adrenaline is hit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I see a lot of guys that go to classes and they'll try to mimic that ammo dump by making you run 100 yards before you got to do all this stuff. Fortunately, I can't run 10 yards, so I don't get to mimic. I don't get to mimic that adrenaline dump that does occur. But you know, both times I had to do this, I even had that slowdown thing happening where you it seems like everything's moving in slow motion.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And one thing I noticed, and I wondered about this, it seemed like I couldn't hear what was going on around me for a few seconds.
Well, you know, they talk about that. One is just the fact that you are hyper. Let's break this out. You and I are in a scenario where someone says, "This is a really bad guy. You need to stop him." And we go, "Okay," and we start to do that. And then there's gunfire going off. If someone's giving us instructions, it's really our brain has tuned them out.
Yeah.
We're hyper-focused on what we think is someone who's about to try and kill us. It doesn't get any more serious than that. You know, you could be over there doing anything, saying anything. Our brain just turns it out. Bill, there are people who actually say they don't hear the gunshots. They're so focused.
I believe that. I can believe it. I put it up there when I used to play football.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, they would always call on me to do the screen pass, which meant that I was going to be in traffic, and they were all going to be converging in on me, hitting me, all at the same time as the ball came to me. And if I was really lucky, they would throw it up a little bit higher than my height so that I would have to jump. And then they'd only be hitting me in the ribs instead of in the face and the head and everything else.
Oh.
And I remember a bunch of times that that would happen where I'd be concentrating so much on the ball that I did not realize these guys were just banging me hard. And, you know, I don't know how close that is to that kind of a life or death adrenaline dump. But, you know, it does occur to me that there are other instances that I have thought about in my time that have made me wonder about those things.
I don't think of you and I as being particularly adventurous. I mean, on the other hand, there are times when we've screened the world out, when people wanted to, all right, it wasn't murder, they just wanted to knock us down, and that's part of the game we're playing. And we go, I never saw them because I'm focused on something else. And I think that's typical. You know, I wonder, Bill, by analogy, you said we're in the middle of a information propaganda campaign. We are so consumed right now, first with horrible things happening around the world, China, Cuba, Venezuela, COVID in our own country. I wonder if that's to saturate us so that we can't see other things that are happening. I just never thought of it in those terms before you mentioned it.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, all you got to do is look around and see what's going on and realize what's happening. I mean, in Israel, you know, they had the crashing stabs that were going on, where they would crash into you at a stop sign and jump out and stab as many of you as they could before they would get killed.
Wow.
That went on I don't know how many times. But then, all of a sudden, around about that time, while we didn't have the stabbings going on, we suddenly had rental trucks veering into the bike lanes here in the United States. Nobody sat back and said, I wonder where they got this idea from. So, anyway, coming up on the next break, real quick, tell people how to find you, if you would.
My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. I'm going to have to tell you where to find podcasts. But my writing, it's picked up at Clash Daily, The Daily Surge, and Second Call Defense. I get to write the Armed Citizen column at Ammoland. Bill, I'm glad I get to visit with you again.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her. How much I care to make my pops want to talk to all the wisdom he shared. The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the Salute line, the militia line, Reformation, Providence. Go check them out. Hey, listen, the binary trigger is worth the, it's worth the price of admission. franklinarmory.com. We've been speaking with Rob Morse. Where would you like to go as we before we depart?
I want to take a half step back. You and I were talking about violence in society, and you may remember that a judge said that Academy Sports was not responsible for selling the gun that the murderer used when he attacked a church in Sutherland Spring, Texas.
Right.
The way the law works, you don't hold someone, they're never found innocent. They may be found not guilty. The government has to say, well, what did cause it? Why was this here? This murderer was able to get a gun that he shouldn't have been able to. They found that the U.S. Air Force was over 60% responsible for this individual getting that firearm, because although as an airman, he'd had domestic violence convictions. He'd been adjudicated as having mental health problems. And the U.S. Air Force never filed that with the National Instant Background Check System. Therefore, it wasn't there. That information wasn't there for Academy to find.
Right.
They said, wait a minute, you can't hold them liable for something they couldn't do because a government agency failed to do their duty. And what I thought was interesting is that if that were a private company, they would be sued. You can't sue the U.S. Air Force for messing up.
No, but it does illustrate one thing.
Yep.
The background check system worked exactly the way it was designed to work.
Yeah.
The sin of omission is not something that can be legislated in place.
Right.
And I wonder, and I mean, I'm sure he's not the only one. He's probably the most notorious one. But how many other guys have bought guns at gun shops? And, my first thought on this, now this guy, this is Devin Patrick Kelly, my first thought would have been that he would have known in or thought in his head that he was prohibited. There's no, well, can I check to see if I can buy it? And I guess he either went there doing that, saying, I want to see if I can buy this, and then he found out he could buy this, and I'm sure he was smirking as he was walking away. Or, you know, it makes me wonder how many guys actually do that are bad guys, that are all prohibited people, know that they're prohibited or don't know that they're prohibited. Or think they're prohibited.
How many guys are in a divorce and their wife files some papers on them?
Yeah.
And, was I confirmed as a domestic abuser? You know, I wasn't even in there. We haven't been living together for the last 3 months, and now she's filing a restraining order on me. You, things like that. And unfortunately, you know, there are guys who've been deployed and come back and been called domestic abusers when they weren't even on the continent. It gets really strange, and we're not as clean as we think we are about when we become prohibited people. It's heartbreaking on both sides. It's heartbreaking in the sense that people who should be prohibited aren't, and people who are the victims of an ugly divorce and they get splashed with domestic abuse charges. Did you see, Bill, any of the ads that the National Shooting Sports Federation is running?
No, I did not.
Well, they're running some very pointed ads in West Virginia and where else is it? I missed it. Maine. There we go. Where there are, shall we say, squishy senators. And they're saying that this guy, David Chipman, has said some really outrageous things, and we shouldn't let him run the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. This is the first time that the National Shooting Sports Foundation has run ads like this against a government official being appointed to office.
Well, normally the NRA would do that.
That's right. You'd see it from the NRA.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing right now. I know they're getting ready for are you going to Houston?
I'll go, but I may not spend the night. I may just drive over and drive back. What's fascinating to me now is that Wayne LaPierre has no longer cornered the market on the shirts that say I'm the NRA. Once he's done buying all of them, maybe there'll be room for the rest of us. Another thing. With the ego extra, extra large, Wayne, I thought it was interesting. And of all places, you know, you and I expect to get beat up in some scientific journals. But here I am. All right, I need a life. I'm reading in this article published in Injury Epidemiology. And it's a peer-reviewed scientific medical journal. And they said, you know, a lot more people got killed in the United States. Yes, there were increased gun sales. No, it doesn't. When we look at when it happened and where it happened and to the degree it happened and the fact that there's already 100 million gun owners in the United States, another 5 to 8 million newbies isn't really a surprise. Now, many of those newbies may have already lived in households where a gun was already present. We don't know where the details. That's hard to find out. That's more of the public polling and less the ATF and epidemiology journals. but I thought it was fascinating that they were able to tease that out. Now, one thing they did say is they looked at month-to-month rates of suicide and domestic violence, and they said there were some months when, because there were spikes in firearms purchases, they said maybe there could have been some coincidence there, but what we'd really like to see is the underlying rates of addiction and depression that were present in the months before we saw the violence. That was so darn honest, I was shocked.
I also want to see the ages. Because typically, your typical suicidal thought person is going to be a guy like us. White guy, 50s, 60s. Something's happened.
Yep.
It feels like a failure. Can't live with himself.
Yep.
And, you know, sometime around the middle of last year, there was a survey that came out where they stated that they had surveyed the 18 to 24-year-olds in the United States, and a quarter of them were having suicidal thoughts. And I want to know, if there was an increase in suicide, how old were they?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to know that. And I want to know by age group who had the highest spikes.
Right.
And as far as the domestic violence stuff is concerned, I'm sure that went up as well. But I'm glad that they're taking a stab at critical thinking. They just hung up. They still think there's only 100 million gun owners, I guess, in the United States. We're coming to the end of the hour here. Real quick, if you would, please tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I try and keep that to just a little snack food, 15, 20 minutes. I also co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. It's picked up at Clash Daily and the Armed Citizen column at Ammo Land. Once a week, I get to be here with Bill and the Ninjas. Thank you so much, Bill. Who's coming up next?
Just me.
Boo!
I hope that's not a compromise.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.